Federal officials say in 2014, 38 cases of sexual assault were reported on U.S. commercial flights. Last year, 63 cases were reported. Authorities believe rising awareness and the Me Too movement may have influenced the increase in reports, but FBI Special Agent in Charge Gary Loafert says law enforcers believe there are even more instances than reported.
Offenders will often test their victims, sometimes pretending to brush up against them to see how they react or if they wake up. Do not give them the benefit of the doubt. If such behavior occurs, reprimand the person immediately and consider asking to be moved to another seat.
Loafert warns alcohol and sleeping pills make passengers even more susceptible to sexual assaults. The NFTA is distributing information to passengers, offering awareness and advice. U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says two cases over the past 2 years involved Western New York passengers, including a Lockport man charged with lewd behavior on a Southwest flight.
And just a couple weeks ago, we convicted an Orchard Park, New York man who assaulted, who was on board a United aircraft from Newark to Buffalo and who assaulted a woman by grabbing her in the groin area.
Law enforcers remind passengers that incidents happening aboard an aircraft fall under federal jurisdiction. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.